FemFrontera is extending its deadline to submit to La Frontera Film Lab. They have designed a new program for an El Paso Juarez filmmaking team made up of BIPOC women, non-binary, and or trans filmmakers to create one short documentary together. Have an idea in mind? Here to tell us all about it is Angie Reza Torres. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So Angie, what's the haps with the film lab? I know we've talked about it before, but it's pretty darn cool. So we're going to talk about it again.
So the film lab, we're very excited. We were supported through the Sundance Institute. They provided us with the grant to be able to bring on one filmmaker from Juarez and one from El Paso to create a documentary short over a topic of their choice. We kind of created a very short turnaround time of about 3 weeks from when we announced it to when we expected applications. And we're feeling like that was a little bit too close. So we decided to push it another 3 weeks. So now the new deadline's October 15th, and people can sign up on our website by going to femfrontera.org, going under programs and selecting La Frontera Film Lab. And so what people can also expect is not just the funding to be able to create this short documentary, but we're also providing a facilitator, which will act as a producer to help get them through the process from conception through distribution. We also provide them Panavision cameras. We also provide them with 4 mentorship sessions of their choosing, whatever it is that they need to help make the coolest film that they possibly can make.
Do these two people need to know each other, or will you pair them up, or can people apply together?
People can definitely apply as a team. Again, one person has to be living in Juarez and one in El Paso. And if they don't have a person to apply with, they can apply as an individual. And as long as we receive another person who's applying as an individual, we can team them up.
That's awesome. You're giving them the cameras, a producer, they have access to workshops, to mentorship. So you're walking them through this process all with the means to the end. Like, let's get you to have a final film. So what happens in between? Is it what they're asking you for, or do you kind of have an idea, or how do you envision that piece of it playing out?
When they apply with a vision already of what it is that they would like to create a film about. The vision doesn't have to be perfect because the facilitator will help guide them through that process, but there is a structure to it. So, you know, we will be checking in with them. It also depends on the experience level of the filmmakers. So when they apply, if these are emerging filmmakers, aspiring filmmakers, they'll have a little bit more of a structure laid out in place for them that includes the mentorship sessions about once a month. We can help set their production schedule with them. And so they'll be guided through the process. If they're more experienced filmmakers and they show up and they're like, we got this, then it'll be more of like a check-in session every few months just to make sure that they have everything that they need.
Do you present them with a budget for the film as well?
Yeah. So upfront, they'll receive $4,000 in funding. They're creating a short film. So it needs to be no longer than 15 to 20 minutes. It can even be shorter than that. But again, that'll be part of the strategy that we create with them moving forward.
Do they have to film on both sides of the border?
Not necessarily. It depends on what their topic is. We would like for both perspectives to be equally represented, one from the El Paso side and one from the Juarez side. And so we'll work together with them to ensure that. Due to COVID protocols, we're hoping that those on the Juarez side will be able to cross, but we do have our own protocols in place in the case that they're not able to.
What does your ideal team look like? What are you hoping to find through this initiative?
Well, really, I mean, more than us having a vision for what the perfect team looks like, it's more of how can we be the perfect supporters for those filmmakers? How can we best support them in all the ways that we need and all the ways that they need? Even throughout the application process, they're asked questions about what challenges do they foresee? What kind of needs do they foresee that will present themselves? What kind of mentorship opportunities or workshops do they want? So it's constantly a question of what strengths do they have as a team and what needs still need to be met, and how can FemFrontera help fill those gaps in order to ensure a successful team and a successful film. So, you know, for us, it's all about finding a team that's open to collaboration, to expressing themselves, but also being open to find what their strengths and what their weaknesses are and how FemFrontera can continue to support them.
If folks are interested, can they send you questions? How interactive is the process?
So at any point, any questions can be sent to femfrontera@gmail.com. We also have that contact information on our website as well. And we're more than happy to talk people through the process so that everyone can feel comfortable about submitting an application. It shouldn't be that you wanted to submit, but you didn't because you didn't quite know how to apply. We're here for that. And we're here every step of the way.
That's so cool. The level of experience is not a determining factor, right? It's more about, are you willing to do this? Do you have a good idea? And are you willing to accept help from FemFrontera?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, that's how we've always been. And we're definitely creating a program where we can actually begin to help people from the start of an idea through distribution. You know, where do you want this to play? You'll definitely have an in at the 2022 FemFrontera Filmmaker Showcase, but it's also beyond that. It's what other film festivals can we help you get into? You know, what other avenues can you look at with regards to who you want to reach? So it's super exciting for us to be able to help throughout the entire process. We've been able to help with a little bit here in education, a little bit here in funding, but now to combine all these together to help see a film through, but also to emphasize, we're not going to tell you how to make your film with regards to the creative process or how to run your crew or anything. I mean, everything having to do with creativity and creative control is entirely yours. We're just here if and when you need some help.
So why do you work so hard to build this community? Because you don't have to do any of this. You could just sit at home and chill.
That's so funny. Well, maybe if you put it like that. It's really, really exciting. I mean, FemFrontera has been growing incrementally since 2016 because of the tremendous amount of support from the Ford Foundation, from Sundance, from the Perspective Fund. We're now able to do so much more. And there's no bigger reward, honestly, than to be able to see the up-and-coming filmmakers who are excited and willing to tell their stories and share their stories. It's a really, really rewarding feeling. At the same time, we're also in the business of like helping to dismantle a lot of the stereotypes about our region and about women and gender roles in the LGBTQ community and things that are near and dear to mine and our team's heart. It's a win-win for everybody. We feel like at the end of the day, it's a lot of fun what we do, especially when we get to celebrate it all at the festival.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much for spending some time with us here. So the deadline for La Frontera Film Lab is, again, October 15th. They're looking for a team of filmmakers, one from Ciudad Juarez, one from the side of the border, to work together on a project. Check out FemFrontera online if you're interested. Angie, thank you for bringing such a great opportunity forth to us. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you.